Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Mic check. 1, 2. Good morning, everybody. We're coming to you live right here from inside the broadcast studios at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. I want to welcome everybody to the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports show. We appreciate you being here with us. We certainly do. Ladies and gentlemen, we are without Bubba today. Bubba is out sick. He has the flu that is going around. He actually came in this morning and had to leave a little bit early because he's not feeling well. So we apologize. He is not with us, and we're short. We're just a couple minutes late getting ourselves onto the air itself. So I apologize for that as well. But we're going to make it a great show, ladies and gentlemen. It's brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbaseexoticmotorsports.com. So we certainly want you to go out there, check out the all of our great products that are for sale out there. There are 20,000 great products out there for sale. Everything from boiler exhaust, Steeda Motorsports, everything is out there. Rough Country, anything you can imagine is right out there. Turbonetics, it's all out there for your cars. Make sure you join us. Miss Outlaw Boutique, the moose is loose down in Abaco, ladies and gentlemen. They are there for all of your accessory boutique needs and supplies. Everything's right there. Miss Outlaw Boutique, 561-660-6695, ladies and gentlemen. It's a great place to get all of the special boutique apparel, accessories, everything is right there. Check it out. Miss Outlaw Boutique, she is out there online. Rough Country is, Joey Muncy, Mark Kaufman says he enjoyed himself at the Cars and Coffee kick-ass show. Yes, Mark, Cars and Coffee is an amazing show out there. Thank you for giving us that feedback. It's a great place out there. It is the number one, it is the Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee event in the world. It's a beautiful place, lots of exotics. We got stuck down in the Keys, so we couldn't make it back up there on time, although we diligently tried. Thank you for getting out there, Mark. We really, really appreciate that. Rough Country is off-road truck and Jeep suspensions done Bubba style. We're going to be talking a little bit about that and some of the celebrity builds we've got going on here coming out of the sponsorship. Jack Barrett Jackson, man, what can we not say good about those boys over there? Barrett Jackson is opening for an expanded day. They're here in the South Florida area, the South Florida area here at the fairgrounds, April 12th through the 15th, ladies and gentlemen. We invite you to come out. We'll be there with other celebrity guests. A lot of great things going on out there, man. Super good stuff, man. Really good time. April 12th through the 15th, Barrett Jackson has the largest collection of cars in the world going across those auction, going across that auction stage. It's a lot of fun, man. If you guys haven't seen it on TV, please come experience with us in person. You're really going to enjoy it. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a great show for you today. A little bit of trouble coming out of the studio in New York. I can see it there. We're going to have Larry. You know, we're going to start a new segment, actually, ladies and gentlemen, called Larry Did It. And it's going to talk about fun things that Larry has done, the destructive measures Larry has invoked, just like I invoke here. And it's going to be a great time. As everybody knows, Larry is from Sunnyside's Trim Shop. We have partnered up with those great guys over there to do some really neat things in terms of upholstery and interior. We're going to be doing some exterior stuff as well, but we're going to be talking with him about that as well. I can't tell you enough. We're going to be opening a whole new side of the business here, ladies and gentlemen, as we phase down the in-house upholstery shop, because we did partner up with Sunnyside, and we're phasing down our paint and body side as well, so we can focus more on the mechanical related issues. Although paint and body will still be in our wheelhouse, we'll just be outsourcing it a little bit. We're going to have Dan from Simply Clean Detailing coming in and joining us. We have partnered up with him. We're going to be talking a little bit about that as well. The beautiful Robin from this Outlaw Boutique. Let's see. Mark Hoffman tells us T-minus 29 days till Maryland dirt track racing kicks off. Mark Hoffman is the BEM dirt track driver. We want to get his car in here. We're going to be doing some great painting and some great stuff like that. Dan says over there at Simply Clean Detailing, man, you guys are going to love this segment with Dan today. He's going to come in bottom of the hour and join us, man, about this. He is really, really enjoying what we're talking about. I'll release some more of the details in here with him as well. We're going to get into a very, very technical segment, ladies and gentlemen, with Rhino Pro. This is going to be a huge piece of the puzzle that comes into the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports family. We are joining forces with him. As you can see, Bubba and I continue to move the business arm down the line. It's what makes us number one in this industry. Bubba, of course, being one of the top three builders and fabricators in the world today. His design techniques will just kill you. I wanted to share a little bit with you, ladies and gentlemen, as we come out of the sponsorship deck. We're going to be talking about three celebrity rides we're building here, two of which are for Miami Marlins, and one of which is for a Miami Marlins coach. One is a 2004 Ford Excursion. This vehicle is going to knock you guys out, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be amazing. People around the world, we have about 20 million fans around the world who join us for Doing It Bubba Style, the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast right here. I'm sorry, our host Bubba is missing today. He was definitely sick. I've never seen Bubba that sick. The beautiful Robin had it this week. It is going around the South Florida area right now. If you contact this flu, ladies and gentlemen, I want everybody to be very, very, very careful with it. It is not fun. It knocked Robin out for 4 days. Bub's got it currently. One of our big heavy A-list clients, Mr. Phil Gallo, who you've heard on the show here with us in the past, had it this weekend as well. We all wish Bubba a very speedy recovery. Good morning to Brian Testner. You know him as Goody Bo out there from the 405 show, Speed Outlaws. Good friend of ours. Checked up with him this week. He's doing very well. Some good stuff going to go on down there as well. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to be talking with our good friend Harold from Rhino Pro today. We have decided to do some business-related ventures and bring him into the family. As we all know, Bub is doing some very, very high-end exclusive celebrity builds. Again, two are for the Marlins players, one for a Marlins coach. We have an 04 Explorer excursion here that was just sent in from the New Orleans area for this particular celebrity player. The design calls for a very aggressive exterior, much like you've seen Bub build for a former Marlins World Series pitcher with the Wicked 1 and 2 Jeeps that Starwood Motors. Many other people started implementing and copying that style of build after it hit the magazines, after it hit the social media where hotlines. Then we're going to take this excursion. Bub has designed it up. We've done the design meetings with everybody. If Bub were here, we could explain a little more. I'm not going to release the player's name out of respect for him. However, the excursion is here. It's a white Ford excursion. It has seen its day. Rough Country is going to be lifted up underneath of that thing. Bud's doing an exclusive Rough Country lift on this thing. It's a 3-inch lift. He's also brought in Mitto Tire. The G2 grapplers are already mounted to the American Racing wheels that Bud had special purpose built for it. Thank you to Kenny Ledsam and crew over there at American Racing. They've done a simply phenomenal job, ladies and gentlemen. The wheels and tires are here. If you watch, if you go to the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Instagram page, you will see that wheel and tire combination mounted up there already as kind of a preliminary type thing. Bubba's going to do a very aggressive, apocalyptic, if you will, exterior like he's done on the Ryan Morris, Arizona Diamondbacks pitcher Ford F-150 you saw. That was just a stunningly beautiful build. The outer lighting will be kind of dulled in by using some tinting techniques. There will be the Rough Country light bars on the front. There'll be a 20-inch in the grill, a 56-inch grill, bar across the top. It's really going to be very, very stunning, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be a beautiful car. So we're going to have Harold from Rhino Pro in here with us talking about the Rhino Pro exterior that's going to be applied to the outside of this vehicle. And why did Bub choose Rhino Pro? There's a secret to it. And we can get into that a little bit more when we speak to Harold from Rhino Pro. So these three, if you watch yesterday's show, if you go to the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Facebook page, ladies and gentlemen, and look at yesterday's show, you will see one of the celebrity players' Jeeps there on display for yesterday's show. It's a stunningly beautiful Jeep. That, too, is riding on the Nitto G2 tires. We learned from Bubba yesterday during the show, the daily show, that G2 stands for Generation 2. It is the second generation of Nitto Grappler tires. They're an extremely aggressive tread pattern by look, but their ride quality is extremely quiet, like today's passenger steel belted radio. So it's a very, very cool looking tire, but an even more performance oriented tire. It's going to be a different build, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to call for a very aggressive exterior, but we are doing a very BEM and Sunnyside trim shop. Larry, Bubba, and I are going to be doing a very, and Larry's brother, wife, the whole crew, I don't want to leave anybody out there, is going to be a very comfortable, upscale, Rolls-Royce-esque interior with monitors that retract up and down. It's going to be used at tailgating. So the idea is it can be valet parked at night. Even though it has that very aggressive interior, exterior, the interior is going to be very soft and subtle and inviting to the owner and its occupant. So it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a very, very cool, cool build. We're going to be talking to Harold from Rhino Pro about that. Rhino Pro brings forth a completely different approach, ladies and gentlemen, as well in terms of product development. They are on the cutting edge, just as we are here. It's why we wanted to partner up with them. But additionally, they make it very easy for the smaller shops to get their hands around this product and apply it. We're going to learn about it. Environmentally friendly products. You know, you don't have to have great big spray booths there. It's a whole thing, and we're going to learn from Harold about that when he calls in. In fact, I believe Harold is on the line with us here this morning to talk a little bit about it. Harold, good morning. You are on the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports show, minus the great technical guru himself, Bubba. Are you with us, Harold?
Good morning. How are you, Tom, this morning?
I'm doing extremely well. How is everything going your way today?
It's, I mean, everything is growing. I mean, it's booming, and I'm glad that we got, you know, hooked up to be able to do this little show about the Rhino Pro and what we got to offer the shops and, you know, be able to put it out there a little bit better than what we have in the past, just as the Rhino name.
Right on, my friend. Harold, good morning to everybody around the world. Please tell everybody good morning from your perspective, man. Tell us where you are and where you're calling from today.
Basically, we are in Tampa, Florida. So we are the division of Rhino Pro Southeast, and we are based out of Tampa, Florida. And we are covering, you know, Florida, Georgia, the Southeast, with the new Rhino Pro product to be able to get out there to smaller to mid-sized shops and give them a better solution to be able to spray in true polyurea bedliners.
So let's talk a little bit about, if we could, Harold, I'm trying to adjust our audio levels here. Let's talk a little bit about why did Bubba reach out to Rhino Pro? Because, and to bring forth the quality and the next advancement technologically in the exterior finishes. And I'm going to say exterior finishes because this is not simply kept to a bedliner type application. Why did Bub want to reach out to Rhino Pro and talk to them and bring them in as part of this very high-end celebrity build? Let's talk about that.
The biggest thing I think that Bub saw was he was able to get Rhino Pro and not have to worry about having $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 worth of equipment to be able to spray a true polyurea bedliner. We're able to offer, you know, your guys' shop and other shops the same chemicals, just in a different delivery method, which makes more sense, and be able to spray the same product for about $1,200 for a startup kit. So that was pretty much our premise behind Rhino Pro, was to make it simple, easy, and cost-effective for small to mid-sized shops to be able to get in the bedliner business and spray a professional polyurea product, not a solvent-based paint like Raptor Liner or some of the other ones that a lot of shops are using out there because they're a little bit cheaper.
I want to say good morning to Lou and Hayden out there in Ozark, Missouri. Lou and Hayden just said, there we go. I just adjusted the audio levels up. Lou, please be patient with me. Thank you, brother. I love you so much, man. I appreciate you being part of the Bubba the Exotic Motorsports family. I am in the studio trying to work this by myself. I just need to get the audio levels up. Thank you for good morning to Lou out there. Harold, please say good morning to one of our great big fans, Lou and Hayden out in Ozark, Missouri.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. How are you guys out there in Missouri? I mean, the weather's got to be better than it is here in Florida.
I don't know about that, man. But you know what? One of the products, many of the Rhino Pro products can use in the beds of pickups, and certainly those inclement weather areas cannot pierce the protection that Rhino Pro provides. Would you agree with that, Harold?
Correct. I mean, our products have been tested in the deserts. They've been in sub-below negative weather. The biggest thing with the Rhino Pro is it's the name. You know, we have the name, we have the chemicals, we have the chemistry behind it. It's, you know, it's great for bed protection. That is our number one mainstay, but there's so many other things that you can do with the Rhino Pro product. You can do the exterior sprays like you guys are going to do on some of the celebrity builds. You can coat, you know, water pipes. You can coat walls. You can coat concrete. Anything that you can paint that you need protected, Rhino Pro can take care of it in a wide array of colors just besides black and be able to protect anything that you want, simple, without having a high cost of high machines or franchises and stuff like that.
Lewin does say that it is rainy and 50 degrees out there in Missouri, man. Kind of not the weather we're used to, is it, Harold?
No, Lewin, I would take the rain in 50 degrees anytime right now. It's about 90 degrees with 150% of humidity. So I would take the cooler weather and the rain. Our winter was very low-key this winter. I think Tom can agree. There was no cold at all, I don't think.
It was, Harold. I was down in the Keys with the beautiful Robin last weekend. It's amazing as you travel down. As you know, Harold, US 1 runs north and south. It was the primary transportation route before 95 was put in to move from South Florida to the New York Buffalo area. And I was there. The US 1 is still the primary route in and out. It is one lane in and out most of the way. And as you get down towards Isla Mirada, heading into Key West, you would not believe how the amount of damage that still exists from when the hurricane rolled through.
It's unbelievable from the hurricane. I mean, it was just catastrophic. A lot of people didn't see it, but I mean, it's still rebuilding. It's as far down as Isla Mirada and the Keys. And then I was just in Jacksonville about 2 weeks ago at one of our offices up there, and the damage up there from when the hurricane took a little turn, Jacksonville and the whole East Coast was destroyed up in the north. And it's mind-boggling that still so many months later, we still have damages that are still waiting to be repaired. It's just incredible.
It really is, man. God bless those people. They stay in our thoughts and prayers. We're not without the pain. We stayed in a hotel down there, Harold. They were all booked out, and those people that were living in there literally had boxes. What they were able to retain, put a whole new face or feeling on it. You know, it's one thing to hear it in the news and hear our president talk about it and send his condolences out. But when you see how people are living out of plastic crates on FEMA money while they are trying to rebuild their lives, it really puts a very humanitarian touch to it.
And that's the whole thing. I mean, it doesn't matter where you're at. You know, when a catastrophic event happens, you know, it's just sometimes it's unfathomable to other people. You can't imagine, but imagine walking into what used to be your home or your business and just being able to collect whatever you can put in cardboard boxes and take with you. I mean, everything else is gone. You lost pictures, right. You lost baby shoes, you lost memories. And what you have in a box is what you have to start your life over for the next 30, 40, 50, 60 years. And you have to start over just with what you could carry. And it's unfathomable. You take it for granted as a person that walks in their house every day and they're like, it's here. It's not going anywhere. And then tomorrow it's gone and you don't know what to do.
It's crazy. And one of the reasons we do love all you guys over there at Rhino Pro so much is you have such a humanitarian heart, man, about you. And that's certainly one of the things that everybody here in the BEM family has with them. It's all about people at the end of the day. And how can we make the world a better place in which to live and interact? And you guys have that very same moral compass with you there, and I certainly appreciate that, Harold. I really do, man.
Nope, you can never forget where you came from, or you can never forget where you're going, and you can never just ignore what other people are going through. You have to have some sort of compassion for everything. Until you've been in that position, you just don't know what it is. And fortunately, I've not been in that position, but I've seen people, and if we can help somebody in even the smallest way. I tell people, if you can see someone at a restaurant or at the gas station that's struggling to do something, pay their tab. Just help them out. Just do little things that don't matter to you, but it's probably the best thing that's happened all week for that person that's going through a hard time. Just keep it up.
Yeah, right on. Yeah, right on. You know, you and I are business owners, as is Bob and Dan from Simply Clean and Larry over there, all of the great people that are under the umbrella of BEM. And as you know, it's not easy to own a business, man. You're often the target of unscrupulous people. You deal with a lot as a business, you know, financially, emotionally. People don't understand you take this to bed with you every night, and you wake up with it every morning between the 3 hours of sleep you try to bookend in that. You've got all of the legal pressures, the financial pressure, all of the pressures that come with it. But you know, people like you and I and Bub, we don't give up. We stand up and we swing the bat every time, and we still try to give back to the community and to the world as a whole, making an indelible footprint when we leave.
Exactly. I mean, if being in this business that we're in, I've been in it for 21 years. You guys have been in it for as long. It's you take it to bed every night. You know, as business owners, we don't get to walk home and say, hey, you know what, that bill didn't get finished, but I'm going to eat dinner and go to sleep. You're there for your client. They're trusting you with their prized possession, and you take that home with you. If you're a business owner and you don't take that home with you, then you're not going to be around long, because you have to have the dedication that carries through 24 hours a day, no matter what, about what you're doing.
That's exactly right, man. And that's part of why we align ourselves with RhinoPro, the best in the business, man, because they have an understanding of these things. They know what it takes to put it out there, man. And they know what it takes to have it taken away from you. And I certainly appreciate, your very positive, optimistic view on humanity and society as a whole, because, today it's easy to give up on those things. It's hard to look for the good with all of the bad going on.
Exactly. I mean, I look at every day. If I wake up in the morning, it can't get any better. It can't get any worse. I woke up this morning, and that's just a blessing. Whatever happens throughout the day, you can fix, you can change, you can overcome, but you woke up. So I try to tell everybody, hey, did you wake up this morning? Yes. Then your day's not that bad.
It's funny too, I stopped by the other morning. We get in very early in the morning, and I certainly don't mind. I'm very transparent about my life. I have nothing to hide. And we get in, Bub and I get in early. We balance the books. I make Bub breakfast every morning. We're very good about what we eat, as you know, because we are very health-oriented people. And I stopped by this one particular branch of Publix. And, Publix is big down here, like Giant is or Safeway is another traffic location. And there are two people there, two females there, that are very, very unapproachable. They are very standoffish. They look completely through you, not at you, and don't offer you a good morning at 5:30 in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning. You're looking to have somebody say good morning, and you want to extend the courtesy of a good morning. That's how I was raised. I'm the son of a very successful military officer. Successful defense contracting project. And I found myself Friday, because Friday is the one day I stopped in there, and Bob and I kind of come off the diet a little bit, and I buy, like, for example, some bakery goods and an apple fritter or a blueberry muffin. And I found myself intentionally walking away, Harold, from the register that the two grumpiest people were, and I walked up to the customer service area, and I said, may I please check out with you? And the gal said, yes, good morning, you may. And I said, that's exactly why I want to check out with you. Because there are other people here who are so grouchy, they don't even extend you the courtesy of a good morning. But they don't understand, hell, they've got a job, man. Stop complaining. You're in the most beautiful area in the world. You've got a job. What the hell do you have to complain about?
Exactly. And you probably work for, as Floridians, we know that company is probably one of the best companies to work for in Florida. And
yep, it is.
Mr. Jenkins, who founded it, would frown upon that. But yeah, be thankful. You woke up this morning, you have a job, and you're making a difference. And all you have to do is, you don't know who's coming through your line, just smile. Just smile and say hello, and it could change a day or a person's day.
And that's it. And see, ladies and gentlemen, this is why we align ourselves with the professionals that we do out there, because they have the same like-minded mentality. Harold, one of the things we're going to be talking about here as we progress down the line with this particular celebrity's build, you know who the names of these people are, you know who they are. This excursion's a big vehicle. The wheel and tire, it's going to call for an olive drab type exterior. One of the things that RhinoPro is going to allow us to do, because of the flexibility and the technology built into their products, unlike many others, is going to be to tint that textured finish. Let's talk about that a little bit, and let's talk about the textured finish as a whole and the durability of it once it's applied to the vehicle.
No, I mean, it's great because we have the availability to tint the product to whatever color you want. You know, everybody thinks of Rhino as black. Everything is black, black bedliners. But what a lot of people don't know is we offer a neutral color that's completely tintable to a crazy custom color or a subtle blue and everything in between. They're completely customizable. The second part about the Rhino Pro system is we don't need expensive equipment like we've been enamored in the past by other large companies, including ourselves, that you need to have high pressure, you know, expensive machines of tens of thousands of dollars and lots of product. With Rhino Pro, we can go in there very simply, low cost machines, same chemical, just a different delivery method, same dry time. You know, once we spray the vehicle, it's amazing. The product dries in 7 to 10 seconds. So once we spray the vehicle with the color, as soon as we're done and we're happy with the texture and the stipple pattern that we have on that particular excursion, we're ready to start untaping it. We're ready to start using our wire lines to make the perfect line. And that vehicle's ready to go. There's no more waiting 12 or 24 hours for the solvent-based stuff to dry and wondering how the pattern's going to turn out because it's still flowing and moving and creating a gravity-type texture on it. Our product, simply, we spray it, it dries, and that's what we end up with, which is great because it's simple, easy, in and out, very little mistakes, because it's almost immediate. If you're going to have a mistake, it's going to happen right then, and you can correct it. And that's the beauty of Rhino Pro.
And see, that's what separates it from everybody else. Technologies have brought us so far forward, and we all know that one of the things that Bud was recognized for is bringing modern technology into everything he touches and builds. And here again, he has chosen to align himself with the best of the best, both technologically but philosophically as well. And it's just such an amazing, amazing product. One of the things that we really like about it is it allows the average Joe, okay, because as we spoke about at the top of this segment, a lot of people don't know that as a business owner doesn't mean you're a millionaire. That's far from the case. You're pouring your heart and your passion and your love and your soul into these customers' projects, these clients' projects. And often you break even if you don't actually lose a little bit of money. That's not bad business. It's just the way it goes because you have continued business coming through the doors, right? Because people say good things about your work and the environment to get there, right? So when Bub came and said, I want to be with Rhino Pro, we quickly learned that the average guy can get a hold of this stuff, man. It's not, the price point isn't so high that you can't get into it. You're very, very easy and adaptable to working with your new dealers, getting them set up, our applicators, getting them set up, bringing forth a product that doesn't take a whole paint booth to spray, that gets into an industrial problem or gets into regulatory problems. Let's discuss that for a moment.
Yeah, and that was the one thing that we looked at. I mean, for so long, we've told people in the bedliner industry that I've been in, and I was part of that crowd, that you've got to have high pressure. You've got to spend minimum of $25,000 or $30,000 on a machine. You've got to have a $2,000 spray gun. You've got to have 55 gallons of product that's $2,500 or $3,000. Next thing you know, you're at $50,000 to start up your bedliner business, and you're not even sure you can support that $50,000 bill that you just created. So we looked at the thing and we said, what can we do to make this more obtainable for small to medium sized shops that want to get into the bedliner business or want to get into the custom exterior business, but don't necessarily have the means or, you know, the financially, they just say, hey, does it make sense for us to do that big of a number to get into this? And we said, you know what, for about $1,200, we can get you our spray gun and 5 kits of our product. So within those 5 kits, by the time you spray them with the medium average price of a bedliner, you'll be able to make your money back and net about $1,500 on that purchase. It's not a bad deal. Once you have the gun from us, the gun is usable for life. I mean, it's going to last you forever. It's all steel construction, has O-rings that you have to replace every couple of years. It's completely rebuildable. But your next expense is just ordering in product as you need it. If you feel like you want to have 3 bedliner kits on the shelf, you can only order 3 bedliner kits. If you say, hey, we want 2 pallets of it, we'll send you 2 pallets. You can customize it to what your shop thinks it needs, what your financial abilities are, and how you think you're going to grow your business. And that's the beauty behind it.
This is part of what I'm talking about with RhinoPro Herald, and I say this with so much love and respect. You know, Bob and I try to put amazing thought into everything we do. We're not linear thinkers. We're very peripheral thinkers, because as entrepreneurs, you cannot just look down the line. And you have done exactly what Bob and I do. You think about everything. How does it impact the small business to buy into this? Is this a way you mentioned, for example, that you make that $1,500 back when you've already initially covered your $1,200 upfront investment, plus you put $300 into the financial coffers? This is how a business, profit is not a dirty word, man. This is how you allow an extra revenue stream for these businesses, man. Can you hear us, Harold?
Yep, I just lost you for some reason.
Okay, no worries. So again, what I was saying is, one of the things that you do is you don't look at things in a linear fashion like Bob and I don't. You look at them from a very peripheral standpoint. And this allows you to see things from other people's vantage points, and to allow, as you mentioned, somebody to purchase the kit for $1,200 to get them started. They make $1,500 at the time of the finished applications, those three applications. That puts $300 into their financial coffers, covers their upfront expense that they'll never see again, and allows them a second revenue arm. And profit's not a dirty word, man.
Exactly. And they actually make more than the $300. They're going to net the $1,500 when they do those five kits. You know, the five kits at the average price of $450 a bedliner, they're going to put $2,250 into the gross, and they're still going to walk away with a high net. So their immediate purchase is paid for within those first five drops.
Ladies and gentlemen, Harold from RhinoPro. We will be hearing from him next week as well, as we bring you an update on the excursion that we're building using exclusively RhinoPro products. We are going to be doing only RhinoPro here for all of our application needs, even for the inside of wheel arches and small jobs. And we're going to talk about that as well when Bob gets well and gets back in here. Harold, thank you for joining us this morning. We will be talking to you next week. I'll be talking to you Monday for sure, as you know. We wish you a wonderful, wonderful weekend. And thank you for being part, you and RhinoPro and the whole family over here. Thank you for being part of the Bob Geek Guide Motion.
Thank you, Tom. Have a great afternoon.
Wonderful. Thank you so much as well. Ladies and gentlemen, Harold from RhinoPro. You can check out all of his products. They have a new website going up. Just Google RhinoPro. That's all you have to do. And we will be carrying the entire line of RhinoPro products there on the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Network website. I'm very, very happy to bring in with me now Dan from Simply Clean Detailing. Dan is an amazingly quality-oriented person. We are doing some more developmental expansion here within the business at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. We have chosen to close down the paint and body side of the facility and outsource those parts so we could make room for just a special detailing side of the business. Dan, good morning. Are you with us?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, man. You're busy out there this morning already. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Dan from Simply Clean Detailing. Dan, we were talking a little bit this morning about, you and I and Bubba have been talking all week long, actually, about this very exciting partnership and what we're going to be doing. Let's talk a little bit, Dan, about the Simply Clean background and what led us to kind of where we are today.
Very good, very good. As you guys know briefly, I do have a little bit of a baseball background. I did sign out of high school in 2007 and had the opportunity to play with the Atlanta Braves for a little bit over 3 years. And a lot of big names are still playing on TV, which are, you know, used to be some of my teammates, which is pretty cool. But that being said, after my baseball career, I decided to go to Universal Technical Institute in Orlando, where I learned the automotive trade and actually became a certified BMW mechanic. From there, I became a diesel mechanic at Kenworth of South Florida in Fort Lauderdale. And then as I was there, there was a gentleman there that used to detail and restore some of the semi trucks that were out there. Anything from, you know, reshooting the frames, polishing the metal wheels or any of the chrome or aluminum that was on these trucks. And it's something that I have always kind of done in the past. I've always had a detailing eye, per se. From I can remember, since I was about 12 years old, I used to go around the neighborhood and wash all the neighbors' cars and try to make some money in the summertime. So that's how that all started, per se.
And you know what? You know what's funny is you had that entrepreneurial spirit and drive, even as a young man, while you were walking around with a wash bucket, knocking on neighbors' doors.
Exactly. So yeah, little by little, I started to, wash these semi trucks. And before you know it, I was, you know, taking Fridays and Saturdays off my main, you know, job as being a diesel mechanic. And then I was taking Thursday, Friday, Saturdays off. And then my boss pretty much told me, he's like, listen, Dan, we love you here. We want you to stay here, but it's time to make a decision whether you're doing your detailing thing or you're going to be a technician here. So I just kind of made the move and went full time, and got myself a little trailer and started going on the road. And then eventually worked my way up to getting a shop here in Margate, Florida. And, you know, now we're, you know, talking about, you know, moving up there with you guys and pursuing this partnership.
It's going to be amazing, too. One of the things, as you know, in our discussions over the last week, Bob has been, just actually adamant about getting this fired off. It's a line of the business he's wanted to invest in and engage in for an extended period of time, because we detail and clean every car that leaves out of here, as you know, after it has been serviced or built or whatever is the case here. If it doesn't matter if it's an oil change, we still wash the cars and we can get back to the client. You're going to be bringing forward a whole new level of service here, and you are also going to be bringing forth product. The product is your product. It's your personal line. We're going to get it out there at the retail level. In fact, we're even going to join it together with our upholstery facility, Sunnyside Trim Shop, up in Georgia. As you know, you and I were in discussions before the show, pre-show, about that. Let's talk a little bit, Bob, if we could, please, about the retail product, and I want to drop some cool things about it as a preface. Everybody knows that guys and girls like car washes that smell really good. Well, you take it to a whole new level. For example, there's a pumpkin spice oriented scented car wash that can be, we will market around Thanksgiving, Halloween. There is any scent we can imagine. So we'll have one for Christmas. We'll have one for spring. We'll have one for anything we want. This is the quality of product that's going to be brought forth and applied on these vehicles and sold at the retail level. Let's talk about it.
Yes, sir. The, as far as the, you know, the products that I have, you know, available right now for purchase is, you know, I have two different scented car wash soaps. One, you know, being the pumpkin spice scented, you know, car wash soap, and it's named Pumpkin Suds. All the car wash soaps I'm about to name, they're all sealant safe. So any of your cars that do have ceramic coating on them or any type of sealant or wax, it will not strip any of the effects of whatever is on your vehicle. It's just a cleaner. All of my products are actually biodegradable. You know, they're safe for the environment and they're safe on your skin. So you don't have to worry about your skin, you know, drying out like some of the products you use that are very harsh. They may have great cleaning abilities, but, you know, they might be stripping some of the products that are on your vehicle or damaging some surfaces that weren't kept in, you know, the shape that they should have been. So a product could end up staining or streaking. So these are things you do have to consider. And we spent a lot of time, you know, going back and forth with the chemist who is, you know, making these products for us, that they are safe, you know, for not only car paints, but they're safe for you know, marine applications, you know, the gel coats, powder coated surfaces. So, which is, you know, very nice to use. So between the soaps, we have the pumpkin spice, or the pumpkin suds, I'm sorry. And then we have another flavor called Kickin' Kiwi Banana, which is also a really refreshing soap to use as you're putting in foam cannons, or even if you're just putting it in your 5 gallon wash bucket.
Okay. When you say a foam, what's a foam?
The foam cannons, you know, are the apparatus that you can either, it's mainly used with pressure washers, and it does have a pressure washer adapter that does fit on to most nozzles. Okay. And what I do is I put about anywhere between 2 to 4 ounces of actual soap product, and then you can fill the rest of the bottle up with water. Shake it up real good, and as you're spraying the vehicle, you're actually applying a thick coat of soap or, you know, suds onto the vehicle, and it's just an additional layer of protection. As we're using our wash mitts, we are absolutely making sure that we are not causing any more of a problem by moving or transferring dirt. We're actually just lifting dirt off of the surface, and just creating a nice clean surface that will not result in any swirl marks or scratches.
Right on. Good morning.
So
my
foam cannon does help quite a bit.
Right on, man. And those foam cans, good morning to Robin, my beautiful bride, who may be checking in from Miss Outlaw Boutique here shortly. The Moose is Loose in Alcoa, ladies and gentlemen, 561-660-6695. The foam cannons, are these comparable, Dan, to, for example, say, what you purchase at Walmart that you load soap into and screw onto the end of a hose? So in other words, can our average guy who likes to touch his car, bike, RV, whatever it is, can he buy this quote unquote foam cannon, if that's correct, and load the Simply Clean detailing soap into it and get that tremendous smell and enjoy it?
Yes, 100%. I mean, this soap is, you know, definitely designed, you know, for your everyday consumer, you know, to your high end detailer. This soap is designed for everyone to use, but there are, you know, there is some differences between, you know, if you had a foam cannon that was, you know, shot out of a pressure washer versus, you know, a garden hose. They do make different attachments for those things. You will get a substantial amount of difference of foam, you know, when you are using a pressure washer. And you don't have to have, you know, a heavy duty commercial pressure washer. If you're a guy that likes to wash his car once a month or even bi-weekly, and you just like maintaining your own vehicle, there are decent electric pressure washers that are good for household that aren't for commercial use like me, where sometimes we could be washing anywhere from 5 to 15 cars a day at any given time. So that's a lot more use, and small electric pressure washers just don't withstand that.
Can I submit my requisition, Dan, for a Jimmy Cho scented bath or shower style? I'll somehow rig a cannon up, and I'll just stand under the suds and just hose myself down and smell really good when I'm done.
You would, but your wife might wonder where you were, that's for sure.
But you know what? She's such an unassuming, wonderful woman, man, with no jealousies about her. It's just an amazing way to live. However, I would say we could use it, ready, Dan, in the Miami Marlins locker room. How about that? Those guys stink.
Some of those guys could definitely use a good shower, man. They play hard. There's no doubt about that.
Right on, man. Yeah, and those guys are just such good people, man. They really are. You know, February 24th, what? You're a ball guy, so you know the players whose vehicles are here, and you're familiar with these people and the coaches that are running around in here. And we have what? The Astros are here, the Nationals are here, the Cardinals are here, and the Marlins are here, correct?
And the Marlins. Yes, sir.
They're all right here in our backyard, aren't they, man? Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy the amount of ball we actually get right here directly here in South Florida. And then when you go just a little bit further up north, where actually my ex-spring training facility used to be, is the Disney Wide World of Sports, you know, where you have the Atlanta Braves, you know, and there's a few other teams that are not too far away in the Tampa area, like the Yankees are still down here. So, you know, there's a lot of ball down here for sure.
So, you know what, how's it going to feel to, you'll be here at the BEM and people will be able to book their appointments. It will be done by appointment only because you're not a guy who slams things out the door. You rush, you're very slow, and you're very meticulous about what you do. But how's it going to feel? I mean, are you going to get any work done with the players walking in and out of here and you running into your old buddies and roommates and stuff like that? How's that going to work?
It's definitely going to be an experience for sure. You know, it's always nice to, you know, talk to guys that I either used to play with in the past. You know, it's just a lot of stories back and forth and a lot of things that we can, you know, relate to together. You know, it's definitely a grind. A lot of people, you know, see the glory and how much money these guys are making. But I tell you what, it is very hard to travel and get on plane, travel all night and then play the next day and then travel again. It does get old very, very quick. I did not make it, you know, to the major league level per se, but you know, in the minor league where I was at, it's a lot of bus rides. that gets old really quick. So,
and you know what, people don't understand that you guys are playing what, 165 games a year? Is that correct? Is that right?
Yes, sir. It's a 160 game, you know, regular season schedule plus playoffs. So if you're making it to the championship or, you know, the final stages, I mean, you have, you're playing, you know, up to 9 months a year, you know, 10 months a year by the time you add spring training. You know, it's a long season.
And it doesn't leave much time for family life, and people bitch and complain. And the armchair quarterback you know, and yell about this, and not you per se, but all of us. Bubba's Exotic Motorsports gets it all the time, man. Always somebody trying to look for the bad, you know? Always somebody trying to look. Does anybody look for the today?
Excuse me, Sarah, does anyone look for what?
Does anybody look for the good in things that people, players do, businesses do? You know, they only want to armchair quarterback and try to beat everybody down. You know, it's just such a negative society.
No, I mean, you can't say it's everyone. It's definitely not everyone, but I mean, there is, you know, plenty of people that do have this perception, you know, of, you know, athletes. I mean, listen, if I had to, you know, choose, I wish I could, you know, be playing again and, you know, and going through that grind, but it's definitely hard on family. You have to be a certain type of person to be able to succeed in that atmosphere for sure.
And you do, Dan, because it does take away from the family. You are tired, and you're expected to go out there and perform on the field. Just like we're tired, we work 20 hours a day here. We're expected to come in here and perform again. You know, and it doesn't matter how much you give. People don't see how much heart and soul you put into it. They don't know how tired you are when you get out there and take the field after the national anthem. They've got no clue how bad it is for you. But, you know, if you make one mistake, boy, it's so magnified, it's just not even funny.
This is very true.
It's just, it's insane. So we're going to be talking to you on a weekly basis now. We're going to be doing the segment with you, like with Larry and the guys, you know, because I think detailing tips are important. We'll be moving the product into a retail environment. I know through the website, here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, your online store and the online store up there through Sunnyside, we are going to start pushing the product out there pretty hard, I believe, if that's correct, if my game plan is correct.
Yes, sir. We are ready. We are ready for that move. I mean, you know, we're willing to, you know, make a trip up there to show them some products and, you know, do some applications for them, you know, to really show them how serious we are about pushing our product.
One of the things we've talked about, Dan, is you're going to start holding, and I'm not sure of the time frame, whether it's biannual or monthly or whatever, but we're going to actually start doing Simply Clean detailing classes, whether it be on a Saturday or Sunday. You're going to open up your side of the shop over there, and we're going to take in a vehicle and show how it's done. And we're going to invite the public in to enjoy it as well, where they can also purchase the retail level products right there after the demonstration.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The classes would be a good time for, you know, your everyday consumer, like we talked about, you know, earlier, where, you know, a lot of these guys do like to maintain their vehicles. And, you know, unfortunately, a lot of these guys aren't doing it correctly. And they're used to their certain way of doing things for the past, you know, 30 or even 40 plus years, some of our customers. And products have changed, their safer way of doing things, and sometimes a lot easier way of doing things just by spending maybe sometimes a little bit more money on a product, but it will save you time. And you're back at the end of the day, which it's hot down here in Florida to be able to, you know, detail your car every weekend. It could be a struggle.
And enjoy it as well, man. Dan, I know you're out there in the field today. You're humping it out as you always do. We'll be back with you next week on our detailing segment. We're going to give detail tips and stuff like that away on the show to the millions around the world who join us so that they too can start taking advantage of, one, ordering the best product out there, and two, learning how to wash a car the best. For example, do people know that you put a rock guard in the bottom of a wash pail so you don't pick up grit and wash it into your paint? Or you use a separate bucket of water to do your wheels? And you're going to be talking about all that.
Yes, sir. Yep. We will go through, you know, all the steps and the proper procedures, how to simply just wash your vehicle, you know, correctly, so we're not doing any harm just by cleaning her up for the weekend. So lots of exciting things to talk about.
Hold on, Dan. Well, we're going to come into the top of the hour here, Dan. We certainly appreciate it. We love you, man. Thank you for being part of the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports family. If anybody wants to get a hold of you, please give me a phone number.
Thank you, sir. Yes, and the phone number to reach me at will be 754-900-6698.
Dan from Simply Clean Detailing. How about that, man? I appreciate it, Dan. We'll be talking to you shortly. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, guys. Have a good weekend.
God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, Dan, man, we're at the top of the hour, ladies and gentlemen. We did it without my special son, the one and only Bubba, the master himself. I pulled it off pretty good. Audio levels are a little off. I get it, but you know what? I'm not the master of all that. I just try to pull other things together. We are at the top of the hour, ladies and gentlemen. This episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Shop our online catalog, 20,000 parts flying off the shelves. Steeda, Turbinetics, American Racing, they're all out there shopping. Ladies and gentlemen, the moose is loose in the Abacoa, Florida. Down there, 561-660-6695. The stunning Leyland Robin are there now. Check them out for all your online accessories and boutique apparel. It's the best of the best. Rough Country, bucks and cars done Bubba style. Got to thank Bear Jackson, our big partner out there, bringing us the best car auctions in the world, ladies and gentlemen. Until Monday, when we'll see you live at 11 a.m. for the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports live stream out there in the main facility. You've got to stay tuned to see what you see, what the episode's going to be about. We want to wish you a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Let's make sure we reach out to touch somebody's life in a very positive manner today, ladies and gentlemen. Open the door for somebody whose hands are full. Make sure you give food to those that are hungry, or shoe somebody who's got holes in the bottom of their feet. Until Monday, ladies and gentlemen, let's just keep on doing it Bubba style. My best, it wouldn't be too bad if people do it one day.
Thank you.